In a major fiscal development, the Israel Ministry of Finance confirmed today that the standard value added tax, VAT, rate will rise by 0.5%, reaching a historic high of 18.5% effective January 1, 2027. This surprise announcement comes as the government grapples with a widening deficit fueled by prolonged defense requirements and economic reconstruction costs. The Israel VAT rise 18.5% follows a previous hike in early 2025, signaling a sustained period of high-tax fiscal policy to stabilize the national treasury. The 18.5% pivot, fiscal and technical, impacts the decision to delay the implementation until 2027 is intended to give the private sector room to breathe. However, the timing is strategically aligned with the final phase of the Invoice Israel Continuous Transaction Control, CTC, rollout. Milestone date impact, threshold lowered. CTC threshold June 1, 2026. B2B invoices over NIS 5000 require allocation numbers. VAT rate hike confirmed May 12, 20,260.5% increase announced for the 2027 fiscal year. Standard rate implementation January 1, 202,718.5% becomes the new national baseline. The Invoice Israel Synergy. The ministry emphasized that the Israel VAT rise 18.5% will be strictly enforced through the now mature Invoice Israel system. By 2027, the Israel Tax Authority, IDA, will have real-time visibility into virtually all B2B transactions over NIS 5000, ensuring that the 0.5% bump translates directly into revenue without being siphoned by ghost invoices. Recalibrating for 2027, this hike isn't just about a 0.5% revenue bump, it's about enforcement integrity. For businesses, this means your ERP system must handle a dual-layer update, the June 1, 2026 threshold drop and the January 1, 2027 rate change. We advise reviewing all long-term procurement agreements, LTPAs, immediately. Contracts spanning into 2027 must include specific tax change clauses to account for the 18.5% rate.